Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hallo, Papa. Es ist deine perfekte Tochter hier, Helen. Was geht ab? Michael, please call me back. I've got some big life news I want to share with you. I will just tell you I'm pregnant if it makes you call me back. That's it. I'm pregnant, Michael. Give me a call. You're going to be a grandfather. Happy now? Call me.
Deleted.
Hello and welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer, and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood, and of course, daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show.
Hey, right. Rosie.
Hello.
We're doing a podcast again.
We just had a big panic, didn't we?
Because I was late.
Oh my God, you're not even introduced as a guest yet. Unbelievable.
I shushed myself.
Yeah. Well, just let's just turn off the mic. How about that?
So the panic. I really needed a wee.
Rosie needed the toilet. And
when I need a wee, I need a wee.
The body shaking and the stress that you were under. And then I was like, let's go in, let's go to the toilet. And you were like, no, I want to wait for our mystery guest. I want to wait for her. I was like, you have to
but
just go to the toilet.
It got crazy. But then I could show Helen my wee trick.
Now, you were telling me about the wee trick when you really needed the toilet, which, number one, I didn't think was a good idea because you needed the toilet. Yeah. And also, I've seen you piss on the street before and you didn't showcase any skills then. By the way, when I say pissing on the street, I think in general, you go in between two cars because there you're invisible. Yeah. You went for a doorway of a restaurant that was working and still open and just pissed there whilst looking up at me, making eye contact, which is a psychopath's choice. And then I took a picture and you were like, don't put it online, don't put it online. The amount of shit that you put online. So I will be putting that online now.
But, say I just...
You pissed on my shoes?
Yeah. Only a bit.
Sodden, suede.
I can control how quickly I wee.
You can, and I got to hear that today.
Yeah.
And you managed to stop and start a couple of times and then go on a gradient from slow to fast, which is fucking... Right, thank you. It's so amazing. Thank you, mystery guest.
And then also I can direct where I wish.
Whoa, that's... Yeah. Actually, that's really strange.
We need to talk about this.
So I can, like...
Have you got a dick?
Yeah.
Can we just quickly introduce our guest? Is that all right, Rosie? Yeah. It's Jess Foster Q! Hey!
Hello!
Hi, thanks for having me.
Can you direct where you wee?
No, to the point where I won't wee outside unless it's that or ruin, because...
Yeah.
I can't, I've never once had an outdoor slash that didn't go all over my ankles and sometimes even sat on a toilet, I'll somehow find a way to piss up the backs of my legs.
No. Done that before, you piss with force and then it hits the bowl and then it sort of goes up and...
Sometimes it's a trickler. I genuinely... Do you know what it comes down to? The fact, I think, that I'm a 35-year-old woman, I still don't actually really know where my piss hole is.
I've just got
I must just have like a really sort of wonky, moody, changeable pistol.
You got a teenager for a wee hole.
Yeah, exactly. Kevin.
Bloody Kevin's at it again.
Oh, Kevin.
I've also pissed on a bus before just by coughing.
Whoa, no.
Really needed the toilet. Like, and it's that level of like stress on a night bus where you just sort of like, you cross your legs and you're just like rocking a little bit, like you're trying to get a rhythm of just sort of like staying calm.
No.
And then you start sweating and you're panicking when you think the urine, the sweat's urine coming out of your head. And then I went... And I was just like, well, that's it. Not the whole thing, but I'd say enough to get some out, but not enough to not still need the toilet. Oh, so I'm in both situations then. This is why I always wear black jeans. I can't risk it.
When I went for the first scan when I was pregnant with my kid, they said, we can't, you know, we're not getting a good enough picture. Can you go and have drink as much water as you can drink? because it will lift... Because it's so tiny at that point, it will lift it to the front a bit more.
Yeah. That feels like a challenge.
But they, exactly, and they don't know how much I like drinking pints and that. So I drank as much as I could drink. Next thing that happens is that a 16-year-old goes in after me who has unexpected twins. So she's in there for 45 minutes because she has a meltdown.
Oh,
she didn't plan the pregnancy anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm there, like, holding in probably, like, maybe 6-7 pints of water.
Shut up,
get in there, and she says, I can't see it now. It's like you've made a reservoir of yourself. I can't see it for the opposite reasons. You might have drowned it.
Oh, my God!
See if you can piss half of it out. And I did it. That's as close as I've come to sort of the sort of superpowers that Jones has described.
That's Kegels, is it? Is that what Kegels give you the ability to
do? You know
hold?
What? I'm not going to... It sounds like we can be quite candid on this podcast. Childbirth absolutely made a mockery of me anatomically. But I still don't have problems with piss.
That's
I think
great.
It must be a Kegel-y thing.
That's
I think a lot of women do. I think it's after childbirth. That's when it's like you get to the level which I'm at now as a woman who's never had a baby. Never even been surprised pregnant. I'm assuming I'm barren. And like, it's not funny because I might be. Do you know what I mean? Like, let's not laugh because we don't actually know what's happening down there. I haven't been brave enough to go in and ask. How about that? Fucking hell. But, and it's like, sorry, can I speak my truth or is it just everyone else? Unbelievable. If anyone can notice, I've had 2 cakes and I've had 2 coffees and I'm starting to feel the heartbeat go crazy. No, what was I saying? Something about Kegels? Basically, my cunt's ruined. That's what I wanted to say. My cunt's a fucking mess. It dribbles. Like, sometimes I just like a little bit of piss comes out just from me just like walking along. Like, I think there's something, there might be something wrong with me. We don't know. I'm going to have to start using
tenor ladies. I think it's really normal. I think it's really normal. It's just people don't talk about it until you started this podcast.
I perfume my crotch sometimes.
Yeah. My top smells today. Does that make me feel better?
Yes. No. I think every
single time I fart on my period, I bleed into my pants.
That helped a lot, actually.
All right, there we go.
Oh my God, I've got so good at my period now. Like, you know when you're like, I use a moon cup, but I want to use it even less. Okay, we're good people. Rosie can't because she used it once and forgot she had cerebral palsy and blood and food.
Couldn't get it out.
No, she got it out.
Oh shit. You got it out and it
lived well. Rosie, how good does that make you feel about yourself?
Oh, Rosie. Oh my God, of course.
In the office or somewhere she was working. I don't know why I tell everyone it's too good.
I reenacted Carrie in the fucking Fable Blue.
I was gonna say we've gone off, but we haven't even started.
Yeah.
So
I'm happy with it so far. Let's wrap it up.
Our show is about how we were as children.
Yeah.
Tell us about little baby Jessica.
Baby?
When she says, you did this last time as well.
Yes.
Baby being like zero to, let's say, before, just prepubescent.
I was born in 1983.
Great year.
My favourite picture of me as a baby is about 6 months old in a Lanzarote t-shirt with a cracking tan.
Can I just guess ears pierced?
No.
Oh, damn it.
My parents were... drunks but classy.
Oh right. Yeah. So like not like wine drunks.
I say actually Lanzarote is not classy, is it? But my grandparents had a timeshare. yeah. As a child, what was I like? Started off quite spindly.
Oh.
I was, yeah, and then sort of henched out from about 7.
Great.
Only child.
Mm-hmm.
Until I was 16, and then I got some halves.
What was I like? How did that feel? Were you like, who the fuck are you?
No, I desperately wanted siblings.
Did
yeah. So I was well excited.
Yeah,
I get that. I've got siblings, and I was always like, I hate them, but I'm glad I've got you. Like, yeah. It's just nice.
You get on, don't you, really, brother?
Oh, yeah, so I think they always said they had my brother because for years I was like, I want a baby.
Me.
Me. I want a baby brother.
Yeah.
And they were like, what she wants.
Our little princess.
Yeah.
being an only child is great. That means you get so much attention, right?
Yeah.
No, actually. I think, looking back, my parents definitely love me. Let's not use the past tense. lucky enough to still have them around. But I think compared to... someone who's got a kid now, the pressure that's on you as a parent to be a really perfect parent, which is obviously a massive heap of dog shit.
Yeah.
But the standards of expectation of attention that you should pay a child now make me really laugh at how little attention I was paying to a child. Because my parents couldn't have given less of a fuck. The stuff that you go and do now that's for your kid.
Yeah.
I feel bad if I have a day, even a half day with my kid, where I don't do gymnastics, take to a rugby group, or just even a play, even go to a park to the swings. That is for them. I don't want to go there. I don't want to go in the sand.
You don't mean that. You love it.
I don't every day.
Oh, really?
It's like the stuff you're meant to do for them. And my parents... I just enjoyed what they were doing or I had a terrible time. They never ever did anything for me.
No.
I got taken to the pub. I just sat in the family room, was given very strong scrumpy shandy.
And this is smoking in 5 times, which is even better.
And then drunk driven home. I remember once asking my dad to play Swanage in Dorset.
Oh, there we go.
I asked my dad once to play hide and seek with me. I was also very gullible. I think it was the lack of normal peers and only adult company. It made me grow up quite quickly, but I was very gullible. Once I asked him to play hide and seek with me, and he'd always just say no. And eventually I badgered him so hard that he was like, oh, all right. And he had me count to 500, which I did.
Oh my God.
And then I went out into the garden and he was sat on a deck chair reading his paper, smoking a fag. And I was like, oi, you're meant to hide. And he held up a very thin twig and pretended that I might not be able to see him behind that, which admittedly was very funny.
That's devastating.
What a prick.
How long?
My mum worked shifts as a nurse. Those ships in the night, really.
How long did it take you to count to 500?
About 500 seconds.
That's still fucking rough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Were you aware of your lack of attention? Were you aware that you're like, the pub isn't for me, that's for them? Or is it something since you've become a mum?
No, I quite like the pub and I got really good at pool for a 5-year-old. God, on my Saturday mornings, my dad worked away in London and then he'd come home for the weekends and I'd have Saturday mornings would be me and dad time, which genuinely, I feel like this is therapy, but it genuinely involved walking down into town via a sweet shop, going, giving me a little bit of money for me to get a sausage roll and normally some terrible objet d'art from a local tat shop. And then I'd stand outside Ladbrokes for an hour and a half.
And how did that make you feel?
I mean... It's not good parenting, is it?
I'm not here to comment.
I tell you how it makes me feel way, way, way better about when I've only got 20 minutes patience of fucking Lego building or whatever bullshit game my three-year-old wants to play with me, and I get bored during it and I have to go, you're going to have to carry on your own, I'm going to kill myself.
Because at least I try,
exactly, at least I try to do some time every day where I'm looking at him and listening to him, because I don't think, because I don't want him to be a comedian or anything else so desperate. If I will be so chuffed if he can have a happy life as something secure and interesting and kind.
Yeah. And I'm not desperate. You're looking at me when you said desperate.
No, sorry.
No, but like, look at Rosie. She's fucking gagging for it.
Fine.
So desperate.
I had to review all our tweets over the last hour being like, is it funny? Is this funny? That's fucking...
Please like me.
I like you. I love you.
Hello.
Oh, hi, mate.
Okay, you know what? No, I don't even care. I don't even fucking give a shit anyway, so whatever.
No. I love you too.
No, I don't fucking care, Jess.
Oh.
So
getting that very chill vibe.
I'm just zen. I'm being the change I want to see. Let me live, please.
So what about Shigul? Did you get attention there?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Were you a good girl?
Oh, it's tricky, isn't it? Yes, generally yes. Yeah. But then I, less so as puberty kicked in. I'd say from about 11 or 12, I definitely just got some rougher mates.
Yeah.
I was a dweeb initially. At first school, I had no mates. And then I made one friend called William Spickett, whose parents owned a sweet shop. And we were like thick as thieves.
Spickett's such a good surname as well.
So Dickensian, isn't it?
No,
And like, if you went for tea at his house, for pudding, you got to choose an ice cream from the shop.
Oh,
even
no,
though it's closed because it was the night. I know.
God,
fucking cool.
That's
like, so cool.
I would want that now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I want it right now.
Yeah.
And at school, I'd say that I did eventually, like, I'd always try and get in with the cool group. There's a cool group of girls.
Yeah.
But I'd have peripheral groups that were just probably, do you know what, just lower class. It's interesting, isn't it? There's so, or like weirdos or whatever. But eventually, the way I did get in with the cool girls, which I did, and by 16 we were human beings to each other and kind, good people, and I'm still friends with them.
Yes!
But like 11, 12, when, during the beginnings of puberty, I was just trying to make my way in. It was absolutely through being the clown, through being the prideless clown, the one who, whenever there was any sort of girly thing happening with like putting makeup on or getting clothes and shit, I just let them do it to me.
Yeah.
I've never been able to join in on that level, but I would make a complete prick out of myself. Also, it helped that my dad would come home on a Friday night with Alco Pops for us all, even though we were 12.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What are we talking? AKs? WKDs?
I think you're younger than me. We were talking proper old school hooch. Caribbean twist.
Oh my god, Caribbean twist is still going, babes.
I'm going to forget. I feel like there were loads of brands. It started with hooch and it went nuts, didn't it? There was loads of it. Properly marketed to children.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious children's alcoholic drinks.
Mine was Lambrini.
Oof, you're northern.
And when I was 11, I downed 8. Glasses of Lambrini.
Oh,
it is the finest sparkling perry on the market. It ain't bad.
I was drunk, but I handled it. But in the morning, I felt so guilty. And I went home and I went, Mummy, last night I drank some Lambrini. And I just wanted to tell you. And she said, okay, how much? And I went, eight glasses. And she said, did you like it? And I went, yeah. And my mum went, Rosie, I am so proud of you.
Your mum sounds a bad.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah. What a cool mum. Yeah. Do you want me to tell you about the time I pretended I broke my legs?
More than anything.
Yeah,
I mean, my, anything about attention, just go for it.
My parents left me and my cousins with our nana a lot. My cousins lived up in Surbiton, and I'm still good mates with them and all. But they, we didn't get on that well when we were little kids, and now we're tight. It's weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, our nana obviously was just a very wholesome woman.
Yeah.
And wanted to do healthy, creative things. We weren't allowed much telly. We weren't allowed sweets. Fuck that shit. Do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
By this point, in that context, I was naughty. My cousin George wasn't, but Dan and I corrupted Georgina. And and there was one time when Nana suggested a walk. You know, just a nice country walk.
Oh, lovely. In Surbiton. Oh, gorgeous.
No, well, this was down in Dorset. Oh. In Durlston.
Oh, beautiful. Lovely, though. Lovely.
Got out of the car and I pretended to fall over in... immediately pretended to fall over and have hurt myself. And Nana was obviously very concerned because she's a kind human being. And every time she turned around, I was like, flipping her the V's and laughing at my cousins who were like, you little fucking prick. And I got to sit in the car while they had to go on their boring, shit, boring walk.
Yes.
And it was before phones, but I was so happy just sat in the car. And then when we got back in the car, Nana tried to play me and was like, oh, I can't see any swelling, so you must have broken your leg, so we're going to go to the hospital and get you checked. And I was like, nah, I feel better now.
God,
what a nasty little shit.
No, that's not terrible, don't worry.
My Nana has got the most rose-tinted view of it. Anyone, you could honestly, you could come in and go, I'm not sure that Holocaust happened, and she'll find something to like about you. But saying that, she's remembered this. She's remembered the time I fell over. Yes, she said, it's the only time I ever told your mother about your behaviour.
No.
She didn't say mother, I'm not that posh, but she said, it's the only time I've ever grassed you up for having behaved horribly, because you did make me very sad.
I think that's fine, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I was appalling. I behaved appallingly.
I mean, it's not good behaviour, but like... You went back on it at least because she called your bluff, which I respect.
Yeah.
Because I would have been stuck in that. I would have gone to the hospital and been like, well, that's crazy. You must only accept the scans.
Yeah.
Like, I would have done everything to get a cast. You know, because then how people not know at school? I never got a cast. I never broke a bone.
I never did. I never broke a bone.
But do you remember when everyone was breaking bones? And it's like, this isn't fair.
Yeah, I did always want a cast.
Really
badly, yeah. And the fact that I've never broken a bone makes it funnier that I thought I could endure childbirth without any pain relief.
Yeah.
I've never had any pain. I was so arrogant.
Did you get it last minute though?
Did you get any actually? No.
Yeah.
You
come and see my new show Hench if you want the full story. It's horrific. Careful if you're pregnant. Might not be for you. As we just learned this weekend from numerous tweets.
No. Did you do a preview this weekend?
Yes.
And what were the tweets?
Just two pregnant women saying sorry, I couldn't laugh at them most of it.
Oh my god.
How visceral is the description?
Oh, it's not like... It's less visceral than this podcast's already been.
What are you saying?
Well, I'm just saying we've all talked about our clots and our piss-covered bodies.
Yes.
And like fingering clots up out of...
I call it douching my front
bum,
actually. Thank you very much, Jessica Foster-Cure.
What else have I done that's attention-seeking as a child? I pulled all of my... I pulled all of the vegetables out of my granddad's garden during a family meal because no one was paying me any attention. And when mum asked... I was very... I wasn't the sort of frilliest, pinkest, girliest kid. And when mum asked me... I was five, why I did it, like, angry. They were furious. Obviously, that's a year's work.
Yeah.
Ruined. I said I was looking for somewhere to grow a willy.
Good. That's such a deflection. She's got a different problem to try and discuss with you.
Well, and they no one ever referenced it. I cut all my hair off, wore boys' clothes, wore trunks on the beach and everything, told everyone, told all strangers I met that my name was Tom.
Absolute
hero.
I think it's absolutely fascinating. I need to write something about it at some point because I wonder, I think it's very interesting that how that might be treated in America now, for good or for bad. I'm not saying, but luckily because I think because I was a girl pretending to be a boy, everyone just pretended it wasn't happening. No one was horrible to
me.
We
had a name for it though, tomboy.
Yeah, exactly. I was a tomboy, because it was so common, right?
Yeah.
But then I think had I been a boy presenting as wanting to do things girls wanted to do, I guarantee that my dad would have been an absolute cunt about it and I would have some damage would have been done.
You wouldn't have been taken to Ladbrokes.
Exactly, yeah. No, not in a dress.
No. Do you imagine? This is Tom.
Call me Jess.
It's interesting now because actually if your parents had been like modern, they might have encouraged that.
Which would have been potentially cool, I think.
Which would be great, but for you it was quite clearly just a stage.
Yeah, and I think that kids do have stages of working.
Yeah.
And it's around that age, between 5 and 8, that you get any sense of your own identity for the first time. It's the first time if you notice if you're a different race,
if you're
different to other people in any way, culturally, visually, gender, you're learning about all of that. So it is exactly when you start. Whereas when my kid who's 3 is quite clear, is it a boy or a girl?
Yeah.
Because we're trendy tall bags.
Your kid sounds like that. Is he a boy or a girl?
He sounds a bit like Danny Dyer because he goes to a nursery with ill work in Kent.
Goodness.
And it specifically says those words, very Kent. Boy, girl. And because we're trendy liberal wankers, he was taken this weekend to some drag queen storytelling for kids. In South East London, where I live. Very cool. And but all he's on about afterwards, because he's 3, is... and Daddy said to call him she, and it's and that he's a lady. He's a girl, and he's just cannot get his 3-year-old head around it because everything's so black and white.
Yeah.
Whereas I think in a few years' time, that's when it all gets far more blurry when you're trying to work out, and that's when it'll be worth having a conversation about. Maybe there's more than 2 options.
Yeah.
Darling.
Yeah. Well, right.
And it's not as black and white as most books are still.
Yeah, but right now because it's got a little brain.
Yeah.
You need to go, is it this?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's literally got such a little brain that one of our names for him is Pied, and we say it so much that yesterday I bought a really big onion, massive great big fuck off onion, and he looked at it and went, that's nearly bigger than my Pied.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And you don't want him to become a comedian?
No.
Okay. Can you see how these belittling names may possibly push him towards that?
Oh yeah, maybe.
Ooh. I don't want to psychoanalyze you, do you know what I mean?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Point where you said growing up being were the funny ones. Was there a point where you became aware that, if I say that or do that, people laugh and I like that feeling?
I feel like I can remember I don't know what age I was, but I can remember what I looked like. Do you know what I mean? It's that I had... God, you're giving me memories I didn't know I had. I had an Adidas top. It was like maroon and navy with like a V down the middle. It was... I had like quite wet. My hair, it's before my hair got curly. Weirdly, that happened as a grown up. It was like all straight and shoulder length, but all sort of kinky and weird. I had quite a weird, like one squiddy eye. And I do remember thinking, oh, I make people laugh a lot.
Yeah.
But not, I like it. At the time, I think this is probably about 13 years old, 12, 13. I remember thinking, I wish they wanted to fuck me. That's all I hated being the funny one. I was glad it had given me an in.
Yeah.
But I just desperately wanted to be a doggy knickers.
Yeah.
And I fucking got off with anyone who would.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wanted someone to look at you and see not just the sort of like jokes and impressions, but also be like, oh fuck, I could take her behind the bike sheds.
Yeah,
I'll finger her. I want to finger the funny one.
Once a boy walked past called...
For legal reasons, we can't say this name.
He's a dear grown up, obviously, now. Who I feel like I tell this story on podcasts a bit, and he occasionally apparently has said, Jess keeps telling that terrible story about me at school, and he's such a nice man. That's
great.
You're a dear boy, dear man. But anyway, when we were young kids at middle school, he walked past me and said, do you want to go out with me? And I went, yeah. And from quite far away. And then like the two or three tiny little boys in his entourage walked past, sort of obviously behind him, and that one of them went, he's just asked about four people and they all said no. And I went, that's fine.
Oh my god, she just accepted it.
Yeah. He'd literally asked about five people on the bounce and, until one said yes, and that was me.
But
at this stage, what going out with someone meant was you might do this horrible sort of like kissing or your mouth hardly opens.
Yeah.
And your tongue just pops out occasionally like a disgusting lizard. But actually it meant going out with someone when your friendship's ruined, you're too embarrassed to talk to them.
Yeah.
Once I went on a date to a bench with a boy called Josh. And we just sat next to each other in silence on a bench.
Awful.
And then I think it was just assumed we'd broken up again after that went like that.
Yeah.
I went out with a boy in year 8, it's like 11, 12.
Mm.
But then his friend dumped him for me in the lunch school hall.
Yeah.
And just sort of went, he doesn't want to go out with me anymore, he's going to dump you. And I was like, it's fine because I'm going to dump him anyway. And I was devastated, but I did the exact same thing. I was like, whatever.
Okay. I went out with a boy called...
Name we can't say.
I like how some of their names I remember. I don't know anything about him now. And he sent his friend Robin to dump me.
What the fuck?
And I went, I don't accept it. He has to do it himself. And he sent Robin about 8 times until eventually he was forced to come to me himself and say, I am dumping you.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's really good.
You know, it's probably it sounds quite empowered, but it was just the desperation of wanting to have a boyfriend, even though
it meant,
oh, I've turned that person into someone too embarrassing to talk to. That's all having a boyfriend meant, or a partner meant at that age.
I won and then a boyfriend when I was 10. Cute. And it was the naughtiest boy in school. And we went out for 2 years.
What? But what did it mean?
I mean, we pointed at each other from over the playground and went, he's my boyfriend. But also I loved it because he was so naughty. Whenever anyone looked at me funny.
Yeah, he shanked
them. Or laughed at me.
Did he kill them?
Yeah, he would go beat the living shit.
What's he doing now?
Oh,
perfect.
He's just come out of prison.
Oh my god, Rosie! Yes.
I had a thing with the boy at school, the naughtiest boy at school, was called Naughty John.
Naughty John.
And I used to always get put with him for country dancing. And once he kept pulling my chair out as I went to sit down, and I kept landing on the floor and getting laughed at. This is really young, this is about 5.
Classic
negging. Classic negging. Again and again and again, getting a rise again and again and again. So I took slightly disproportionate revenge and stabbed him in the side of his stomach with a sharp pencil. I wasn't allowed out for breaks for a month. So I say I wasn't naughty, but I was already violent. And I wonder where my son gets it from.
That's grievous bodily harm. That's not off break for a month.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't think I had any idea the severity of what I was doing.
I think, you know, if you're using a sharp pencil instead of a blunt one, you can pick the end, your choice. You made the decision. Yeah. Sharp end, fuck it. Well, I think you're a really well-balanced adult for hearing about the things you did when you were younger. Pretending to have a broken leg to start with is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But also, I respect it because I think it was a good choice. You get to sit in a car like a dog, which I think is fun.
Show.
I think I'm proud of you. I think you've come on a really good journey from your childhood.
Thank you so much.
But
thank
you. Show it very clear why you're a comedian.
Oh yeah, yeah. This is my mystery.
Needy.
Yeah.
Hungry. To
be seen.
Attended to.
Yeah.
Oh, I've made that sound, but it's true.
Let's go get cast.
I do mean it in all the way. I mean it in all the ways.
Daddy, what do you think?
Show. If I was your daddy, I would.
It's horrible.
I would
It's so creepy.
Listen to your dad, please, Jess. Listen to your dad.
Respect your daddy. I would take you out on a Saturday and we would go nowhere near a gambling shop.
Aww.
Because I would respect you. And we go to a playground and I let you go all out on the swings. So much so that you try to go around the bar and then you fail. Fall off, break your arm for real, and then get the cash that you deserve.
Yeah! Such a great dad.
Thank
you're going to be such
you.
A great dad.
She already is.
I have many, many children.
She's been about.
Yeah.
Well, Jess Fostercue, please tell us about your social media.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm at Jessica Fostercue.
Great.
On everything.
On everything,
On bloody everything.
So easy.
Simple.
And do you want to promote anything?
Yes, please. I've got a podcast all about eating called Hoovering.
And
you can listen to that.
So
Rosie's been on it.
I've been on it.
Helen's getting asked on it any minute.
Yes!
And I'm doing a new show called Hench, which is in previews all over the country until Edinburgh, and then it'll be at Edinburgh. It's in the Monkey Barrel.
Oh,
all of August at half one.
You. That's a cool venue.
It's cool, yeah.
It is. It's where all the cool kids are. What time are you half one?
Half one, lunchtime.
Perfect.
Great.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
Thanks. Thank you for your attention.
Hey, thank you for your time and for your muffins.
Thank you. Pleasure.
How about
pleasure.
That?
Glad you like my muffins.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye,
Jess.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Tom, Alan. Tom, Alan, how the hell are you? Guess who it is? It's TV's Rosie Jones. Just wanted to see how you are. And whether you wanted to come on our podcast called Daddy, Look at Me. You know what? We'll have a chat. We'll talk about little Tommy Allen. And then we'll probably go and have a few tequilas. It'll be a lovely day. Okay. Get back to me immediately. Bye-bye.
Deleted.